You just heard me mention Adam Schiff in that little promo. He will be with us next hour on Air Talk as the House of Representatives is working toward passage of a nearly $2 trillion stimulus plan. We'll talk with Congressman Schiff, who represents the studio heart of Los Angeles, Burbank, Hollywood, Pasadena, Glendale. We're going to be talking with him about what's in that bill for those who are independent contractors working in the entertainment industry, which is thousands and thousands of Southern Californians and thousands, frankly, of Air Talk listeners. So he'll give us those details coming up next hour. But right now we turn our attention to the tremendous stress and anxiety that goes along with COVID-19 and the measures themselves to try and contain the spread of COVID-19. Spending so much time at home, not having physical contact with people that we love and care about, even coworkers, no hugging, no pats on the back, none of that stuff these days. All of this can be stress-inducing. And with us to talk about it is the director of Los Angeles County's Department of Mental Health, Dr. Jonathan Sharon. Thank you so much, Dr. Sharon, for being with us again on Air Talk.
Hey, Larry, it's a pleasure and honor, as always.
So let's start, first of all, with what we know are some of the greater challenges that people are going through these days. Let's just highlight some of the more difficult aspects of this.
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, we're experiencing a whole different set of stressors. And many of them induce a sense of lack of control and fear and anxiety of the unknown. And that in and of itself is a significant kind of prompt for people to become depressed, to develop anxiety symptoms. There's also, a lot of issues related to those who are becoming sick or unfortunately some dying, and, you know, the trauma that that brings and will bring to so many families. And then there's really the issues I think that you're referring to around social distancing. And I have to say, I'm not a big fan of that term. The idea really here is to maintain physical distance, a healthy distance between people. But in the context of doing that, it's critical that we maintain as a society connectedness. And I mean that in every way, connected to ourselves, to our family, to our neighbors, to our communities. And this is a time when I would say technology can be of significant benefit to us in terms of maintaining that connection, working as a collective. And I do believe that that's happening. And I would say that certainly with inside the county and also across public and private sectors, there's a tremendous amount of cooperation and coordination that we really need in order to combat this contagion most effectively.
Let's talk also about those who deal with serious mental illness that requires medication to deal with the symptoms of that. You know, sometimes for those individuals, it's important that they have someone close by to sort of help remind them to stay on their medication and help them. I would guess that that can become more challenging, particularly if it's an older parent who serves that that supportive role. Are there some ways for the public mental health sector to backstop that?
Well, it's a huge issue, Larry, and it's not something that gets a lot of focus, unfortunately. And really what I would say is that vulnerable populations and populations with disabilities are at increased risk. They're at increased risk because, of course, the virus can be more deadly, but they're at increased risk because it breaks routines and it interferes with fundamental types of care and delivery. And what we do recognize, I believe, is the need for social cohort. A social cohort is something that refers often to families, but more and more is probably going to have to refer to teams that are caring in a regular way for those who are suffering, for example, from serious mental illness. And it's also important to recognize that you know, individuals who do suffer from serious mental illness oftentimes are not going to be able to recognize some of the parameters that are being set forth around social distancing, around hygiene, around touching surfaces, and being vectors. So it's a very, very complex set of challenges. And one of the things that we're doing is we're really, really ramping up on our telehealth capacity, which is a way for us to keep our providers isolated from the virus, but to deliver services and do assessments and get medications out more efficiently and safer to the population.
We're talking with the LA County Director of Mental Health, Dr. Jonathan Sharon. We have breaking news. The House of Representatives, on a voice vote, just passed the $2.2 trillion stimulus package, sending it to President Trump for his signature. The House approving the measures with strong majorities of both parties. It is by far the largest economic relief bill in the history of the country. It'll provide payments of up to $1,200 to millions of Americans, extend and backstop unemployment benefits, offer loans, grants, and tax breaks to businesses, large and small, and push billions of dollars more to state, local governments, and to the nation's healthcare system as well. Again, the House of Representatives, on a voice vote, just passed that $2.2 trillion stimulus plan that now goes to President Trump for his signature. We're talking with Dr. Jonathan Sharon, Director of LA County Department of Mental Health. What sorts of resources are available for people who are finding themselves more socially isolated and more difficult perhaps to contact a psychologist or psychotherapist or to reach their psychiatrist? Are there ways that the public health program can help with that?
Well, it's a great question, Larry. And I would say I'm glad to be on the phone with you when we have a kind of groundbreaking announcement like that. And I sure hope that some of that funding, significant amount of that funding, makes it to local jurisdictions like the County of Los Angeles. I would say, first off, that we, the Department of Mental Health, are here to take calls 24/7, and our number is 800-854-7771. And we would invite people to call for guidance around the facts involved here as we best understand them, around identification of resources that are available, whether we provide them or whether they're provided elsewhere in the community. And we are in the process now, and have been for some time, of not just standing up and redeploying our clinical resources, but reaching out to our academic partners, to other healthcare systems, and to a massive volunteer resource as well, to get really the mental health professionals of Los Angeles County, of Southern California, available to address issues that we know are going to continue to escalate more and more as we endure these new patterns in our lives, these new routines that we're going to have to embrace, and that we really, in many ways, fight isolation. Isolation is a problem for individuals who have mental illness, and we have to recognize that it's one of the issues that needs to be dealt with in an era of social distancing.
Can you give the phone number again, please, Dr. Sharon? We'll put that on our AirTalk page so that people can reference that if they need to give the county a call.
Absolutely, Larry. It's 800-854-7771.
All right, 800-854-7771. Let's take a listener call from Andrew in Altadena. You're on AirTalk.
I'd like to address an issue for your guest, is those of us who are in recovery. This is a stressor unlike anything any of us have ever dealt with, and there are a couple of factors. One, we're taken out of the loop for the in-person social gatherings that are so important, and two, I go to Ralph's and there's not a strand of spaghetti, but the beer aisle and the liquor aisle are jam-packed full.
Yeah, Yeah, Andrew, I can't imagine. And I'm so glad you asked about this. Next week, in fact, we're going to do an extended segment with mental health professionals and with those who work with people like yourself in recovery. And we're going to invite people like you, Andrew, to call in and talk about what are some of the ways of working within the limitations now with physical distancing, but how still to get support while in recovery, as well as to get support for mental health needs. Dr. Sharon, your thoughts about what Andrew is presenting.
Well, Andrew, these are big issues. And what I will tell you is that that our group settings have suffered in the context of social distancing. There are efforts afoot now and underway for the past couple of weeks to figure out how we can leverage technology to keep group together. We see it happening with yoga studios. We need to, in the healthcare sector, step up as well. The problem is, as you can imagine, that there's an incredible new burden in a number of different ways, and life-saving measures have kind of taken top priority. But these are not things that have fallen off the radar. They're things that we're going to go after aggressively for people who are living in the community, as well as for people who are in residential programs.
Dr. Sharon, thank you very much. And Andrew, just want to let you know we're thinking about not just you, but others in your circumstance, and trying to imagine the stresses and confident that you'll come out the other side of this, but also understanding that this is a real call on one's resiliency to go through this time of increased stress. Andrew and Altadena, thank you so much. Dr. Jonathan Sharon, L.A. County Department of Mental Health Director, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking with you in the coming days to talk about more of these important issues.
Thank you, Larry, and thank you very much for your efforts to help us here.
Thank you. Dr. Sharon, L.A. County Department of Mental Health. I just want to update you that we are into the home stretch of fundraising during this spring period here at KPCC. We suspended our longer request for your contributions to support AirTalk so that we could spend all this extended time on what is absolutely essential, COVID-19 and the public health methods to try and contain the virus, bringing you experts talking about just what this is like for us as a community here in Southern California. So please, we're 87% of the way toward reaching our $1 million overall that we need to raise to keep our staffing and services at the current level. And when you contribute right now by calling 866-888-5722, you'll qualify for a one-day only sweepstakes to win a 13-inch MacBook Pro. 13-inch MacBook Pro will go to one lucky KPCC contributor from today, 866-888-5722. Thank you so much. Coming up on Air Talk, the very difficult medical ethics raised by the fight against COVID-19 when you've got limited numbers of ventilators, limited numbers of medical masks available for for hospital professionals, medical professionals, and beds in short supply in some locales. How do you deal with rationing that might well be required? We'll talk with two medical ethicists about that coming up in just 90 seconds on AirTalk.